Drive Time 91.3. Always on the cutting edge. Welcome back to the show. The Democratic Alliance will ask Parliament to include an investigation into the most recent evidence of possible political interference in Eskom, this time by Duduzani Zuma, related to the family of that presidential fame. Online is DA spokesperson Natasha Mazzoni to tell us more. Natasha, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Always lovely to be with you.
Right. Tell us, what is the instance of possible political interference in Eskom by Duduzani Zuma? Just for the benefit of our listeners, just take us through it.
Well, reports in the media have alleged that President Jacob Zuma's son, Duduzani Zuma, generated a fake intelligence report, which was then used by President Zuma to force the firing of four Eskom executives in 2015. What's important about this execution of the firing of these Eskom executives is that following their suspension, Brian Malefi was appointed CEO and Trillion, a Gupta company, was awarded a 400 million rand coal supply contract, ignoring evidence that the coal from Trillion's Brakpan mine was not that of specification.
So in other words, Eskom was buying dud coal.
Well, yes. For lack of a better word, Eskom was buying coal that wasn't of the required specification and should not have ever entered into this contract in the first place.
Did this contract sort of coincide with the time that we were having all these all this downtime from Eskom?
No, it didn't. This contract was executed and signed in 2015, so it wasn't during the time of load shedding. But it is one of the reasons that Eskom finds itself in the financial conundrum that it does, and it's one of the reasons that Eskom is not a financially viable institution.
So now, do you think Parliament is going to take any notice of this, given what we have to deal with right now, a no-confidence vote, which is most likely going to be public, and now we have this scenario? Surely aren't government benches going to sort of coalesce around protecting number one on this?
I don't think so. I think it's quite positive that Deputy President Cyril Ramaphosa has today indicated that there must be an investigation into state capture. What's very important is that the Public Protector's report into state capture fingered directly Mr. Brian Malefi, as well as Eskom and other state-owned entities, as being at the very epicenter of state capture. So I think that it's most indicative of the state that a governing party finds itself in. They are clearly very divided on this issue. But the Deputy President is the leader of government business, and one of the constitutional mandates of government business is to exercise oversight. So the government would be constitutionally obliged to ensure that in doing its oversight, there is a full investigation into Eskom as a state-owned entity.
Now, these are serious allegations. I mean, number one, Duduzani Zuma being at the helm of a fake intelligence report, which cost people their careers. That's devastating for the people who lost their careers when it looks like they didn't do anything wrong. And number two, bringing on board a family whose name has become the curse on the lips of most South Africans who are still scratching their heads about state capture.
Absolutely. I think that these are very, very damning allegations, and that's why they require a full parliamentary inquiry. We're not just talking about one parliamentary portfolio meeting. We're talking about a full-scale investigation. And one must remember that, you know, money that is spent on a state-owned entity in a state or a state-owned company, whatever you'd like to call it, that is your money, it's my money, it's every one of your listeners' money. Those companies are owned by us as South Africans. So theft from a state or alleged theft from a state-owned entity is of the utmost importance that it is investigated immediately. And, you know, an entity such as Eskom literally can hold the country to ransom. I think we all remember the dire straits that our country found itself in during the time of load shedding. And I think that's when people appreciated just how dangerous Eskom could be. So, you know, we have a company that has the sole monopoly in supplying energy to an entire country and has the ability to hold the entire country to ransom. So So certainly any allegations of any kind of fraud or any thieving or anything of that kind of nature has to be investigated immediately.
Right. Has the DA got the paperwork to prove these allegations?
Well, I think the state of capture report, we don't need to prove anything that Advocate Sully Madonsela found in his state of capture report. I think we have the Denton report, which, although a highly redacted version was let loose to the public, we know that that holds some very serious allegations in it. We also have the PwC report, which is yet to be made public. So there are various reports, the state of capture report, and these all indicate that certainly on the face of it, and certainly in legal terms, the prima facie proof that there is a lot of truth to many of these allegations.
Okay, is government going to reveal these reports? Because it seems as if, again, from number one's office, there's a huge reluctance to make any executive decisions concerning any public protector recommendations, let alone some reports sniping in from the side.
Well, I think in a case like this, government has no choice but to make these reports public. The only way the truth will ever come out is for these reports to be made public. There are legal suits against me from both ESCOM and from both Mr. Brian Malefi, and during the course of the execution of these legal cases, these reports will have to be made public. So I think that the government has no choice but to make these reports public.
Natasha Mazzoni, DA National Spokesperson, talking about the DA asking Parliament to include an investigation, and this is a parliamentary investigation, all parties involved, into the most recent evidence of possible political interference in ESCOM. Duda Zani Zuma allegedly penning a false intelligence report to get ESCOM members fired. Natasha Mazzoni, thanks a lot. Good luck.
Thank you so much.